Genesis, chapter 39. And Joseph was brought down to Egypt, and Potiphar, an officer of Pharaoh's, the captain of the guard, an Egyptian, bought him of the hand of the Ishmaelites, that had brought him down there. And Yahweh was with Joseph, and he was a prosperous man, and he was in the house of his master the Egyptian. And his master saw that Yahweh was with him, and that Yahweh made all that he did to prosper in his hand. And Joseph found favor in his eyes, and he ministered to him, and he made him overseer of the house, and all that he had he put into his hand. And it came to pass from the time that he made him overseer in his house, and over all that he had, that Yahweh blessed the Egyptian's house for Joseph's sake, and the blessing of Yahweh was on all that he had, in the house and in the field. And he left all that he had in Joseph's hand, and he didn't know anything that was with him, except the bread which he ate. And Joseph had a handsome body and face. And it came to pass after these things, that his master's wife cast her eyes on Joseph, and she said, Lie with me. But he refused, and said to his master's wife, Look, my master doesn't know what is with me in the house, and he has put all that he has into my hand. He is not greater in this house than I, neither has he kept back anything from me but you, because you are his wife, how then can I do this great wickedness, and sin against God? And it came to pass, as she spoke to Joseph day by day, that he didn't listen to her to lie by her, to have any sex with her. And it came to pass about this time, that he went into the house to do his work, and there wasn't any man of the men of the house there inside. And she caught him by his garment, saying, Lie with me, and he left his garment in her hand, and fled, and got out. And it came to pass, when she saw that he had left his garment in her hand, and was fled forth, that she called to the men of her house, and spoke to them, saying, See, he has brought in a Hebrew to us to mock us, he came in to me to lie with me, and I cried with a loud voice. And it came to pass, when he heard that I lifted up my voice and cried, that he left his garment by me, and fled, and got out. And she laid up his garment by her, until his master came home. And she spoke to him according to these words, saying, The Hebrew slave, whom you have brought to us, came in to me to mock me. And it came to pass, as I lifted up my voice and cried, that he left his garment by me, and fled out. And it came to pass, when his master heard the words of his wife, which she spoke to him, saying, After this manner did your slave to me, that his wrath was kindled. And Joseph's master took him, and put him into the prison, the place where the king's prisoners were bound, and he was there in the prison. But Yahweh was with Joseph, and showed kindness to him, and gave him favor in the sight of the keeper of the prison. And the keeper of the prison committed to Joseph's hand all the prisoners who were in the prison, and whatever they did there, he was the one who did it. The keeper of the prison didn't look to anything that was under his hand, because Yahweh was with him, and that which he did, Yahweh made it to prosper.